This is today's daf is daf Zayin. We start from Halacha Zayin. So this Mishnah begins. Horu Beit Din Asur Shiva Shvatim Oruban. So Beit Din ruled, okay, ran the Horah, and seven of the Shvatim Oruban. Now there's different Perushim in the Rishonim exactly what this means. Asur Shvatim. This Oruban is it Oruban Shel the Shvatim or Oruban Shel Am Yisrael? And the Malchok in Rishonim exactly what that means. But I'm going to delay explaining that because the Rishonim itself goes through the explanation of Shitat Rebbe Meir. Okay. Before we said at least Reb Meir, he doesn't see each Shevet as a Kahal, he sees the entire of Am Yisrael. So that, in other words, as one Kahal. So you need a majority of that Kahal. And it seems to be where the majority can be calculated either by population or even Shvatim can determine some sort of population. But exactly how those two factors interplay, that's what's debated in Rishonim, and that's what is going to be discussed in the Gemara. But let's continue. In any event, Mevim par, mevim par Rebbe Meir. That again, probably in the Baal Shetzibur, if it was a mistake there, the Beit Din made, then they have to bring a par, a bull, and if it's right to Avodah Zarah, it's a par and seir, which we've discussed before. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shiva Shvatim shechatu, if seven of the Shvatim sinned, Mevi'in Shiva Perim, they have to bring the Shiva Perim, the Shvatim shelo chatu, Mevi'im alayim par par. Meaning, Sha'af elu shelo chatu, Mevi'in alayde'achotim. So the simple explanation here is that not only the majority that did
Brain.
follow the Veira, sorry, I just did that. Not only the majority that did, but it's the other Shvatim and Nigra. We talked about Greta last time. Even though they didn't do anything wrong, other Shvatim followed the ruling and they are nothing less than Nigra. They have to be in Korban as well. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, he doesn't hold by the name of Greta. So therefore, it's Shmona Parim, Ubarazar Shmona Parim, Vishmona Vesirim. Why? Par v'seir kol shevet, the actual ones that were choteh, and also, but now because it's the majority of the shvatim, they're also baiting have to bring as well. So if you remember, Rabbi Shimon's shita that was like, there's a korban has to be brought by the Sanhedrin that made the mistaken ruling, and each of the like it's a chiyuv for both. That's what Gemara is going to deal as well. Right to the shvatim that ended up following this ruling. Fine. Now the Gemara says, horu bein nevesor shiva shvatim. So Tanya Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Mishmo, meaning in the name, this is the name of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir. So this is the understanding of Rabbi Meir that's presented in the Gemara, Yerushalmi here, but by effectively like that's brought in the Braita by Rabbi Shimon Elazar. And that is as follows. Chatu Shisha. You don't have a majority of the Shvatim, you've only got 50% of the Shvatim, six of them. The Henrubo, but that in population-wise are a Rov. Or Shiva. Or you've got seven Shvatim, despite the fact they're not the Rov. Hare'ulu. So this seems to fit pretty much like the Rambam, at least initially it sounds like it, that it's either or. Either you need a majority of the Shvatim or a majority of the population, that'll be enough to mechayiv you. Problem is, we said Shisha. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo mar ela Shisha, you have to midike what we said. We said if it's a majority of the population but not a majority of the Shvatim, that's when there are six Shvatim. It could have said majority population with one Shevet, no. But didn't say that, it says Shishva, Shishah, then Rubo. Ha-chamisha mashma, that if you've got a majority population, but only five, which was only from five Shvatim, Afopi, despite the fact thereof, Harei Lupturim. This kind of leans a bit on Rashi, you kind of need both. But it's like a, it's a, so in other words, having, just relying on a majority of the population to Mechayev is okay, provided it was at least half of the Shvatim. But if it's a minority of the Shvatim, you've got a majority population, then it is not, the beating wouldn't bring. Amrev Yossi Barbo Matnit Amra Ken, as it says, Machatzita Shvatim, Bevadjo Uchlosin. Again, got a proof that it's okay if it's specifically half the Shvatim, provided you have a majority of the population, then there'd be Chayav. Now ask the question of Kvata, what about the opposite? Techavata Machatzit Uchlosin Bevadrov Shvatim. So here, I'll just show you the Pnimosha. He says, this is the question. Bayahi, Kolomar, mi neima hadik amar b'shimon lazar. That which Rabbi Shimon Lazar is saying in the Shit Rebbe Meir, de'imem rov shvatim, if you're drawing shvatim, afa b'she'en rovah uchli, despite the fact that you don't have the majority of the population, is this also a requirement, nami hachi hu, da'al kol panim minin mechetza? Meaning before when we said, as long as you've got a majority of the population, that's code, provided it was half the shvatim, now that what is it go the other way around as well? Then we said the majority of the population that's enough on its own. Sorry, majority of the Shvatim that's enough. Is a requirement that it's also 50% of the population as well or not? Right? Or is it pure? Rav Shvatim, that would be sufficient. And that's really the physical question. So it's not so clear how Reb Blas is saying. Or look, even Shesh Rosh Shvatim, if you look at the Rosh Shvatim, doesn't mean you don't need a population, and it's a question there. Now, the Gemara continues. Rav Yossi Barbun Amar She'ilta de Kohen Mashiach. Kohen Mashiach is referring to the next perek. Min Hada, you can sort of understand or derive from here, which is Horayat Beit Din Gadol, Horayat Beit Din Katan. Now, this is very cryptic what this means. And Moshe in his parish seems to initially say this is referring to, like, attempt to resolve the question we just had, but not so in the Maariv. Maariv says that that's really doesn't like this. I'll just show the Maariv, also being Moshe, right? Who says he says it all seems dochak. However, you're going to try and wedge it together, but rather this is another one of those cases we see where the Mishnah was placed inserted in the wrong place, meaning this piece of the Gemara is meant to be after the next Mishnah. We've seen this a few times, okay? And it says, therefore, it should be after the next Mishnah, which is Horu Beit Din Shel Echad Min HaShvatim. There's a discussion, a debate regarding whether if only one of the Batei Dinim of a Shevet made a mistaken ruling. Okay, and there's a debate regarding that would mechayiv anything. We'll see in a moment that debate. Okay, and says Mashiach. That's the next perek. There's also a question: Horo Beit Din Gadol or Beit Din Katan? There's discussion whether Horo Beit Din Gadol or Katan, meaning of the Sanhedrin or the Shevet. Okay, Uklomar Beit Din Katan Mesafke Lahu. There's a suffix there. That's coming to exclude Delo Tema Im Amrinan Horo Beit Din Katan. Sagi wa filu beidin she'eino min ha-toshevet. Meaning, what we'll see in this Mishnah coming up is the whole discussion is if one of the batei dinim of the Shevet rule, the question is only relevant if that particular Shevet followed the ruling. But if it was a parallel Shevet following the ruling of a separate of the beidin of a different Shevet, that's not even under discussion. As you see in the Mishnah, it says explicitly, it says, Horu beidin shelachan min ha-shvatim, let's continue the Mishnah, v'asa oto Shevet al pihem. Oto shevet hu chayav, specifically that shevet. So therefore, what it's saying is, "Va'akam mashman Rabbi Yosef Barbun the Beit in Shoshatim the Leika Manda Amar," meaning this Mishnah is shedding light on what we'll see later on the discussion there regarding a Beit Din Katan, but it's only related to the Beit Din Katan of that shevet, but not a parallel shevet. Okay, that's effectively what it's saying. In other words, again, to read the Rashi, "Hai she'ilta dekor Mashiach min hada." That question there, we can draw a conclusion here that it's referring to the question regarding Rabbi Beit Din Gadol or Rabbi Beit Din Katan, that it's only relevant we're discussing the Shevet's own Beit Din and the Shevet following it. Okay, as you see from here. Again, that old question, Mr. Shem, we'll see in more detail. Let's now learn the next mission. Horo Beit Din Shelachan Min HaShvatim, V'asur Toh Shevet Al Pihem. So that Beit Din, Horo Beit Din Shel one of the Shvatim, and that Shevet followed it. Oto HaShevet Hu Chayav. That Shevet has to bring the power of that. Vishar Shvatim, all the Ash Shvatim would be Patur. Okay? Now, Divrei, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Habachachami says, no, Ein Chavim Ela al Arayat Beit Din Gadol Bilvad. No, the only Chiyuv of Parlem Davar Shi Tzibur is only if it comes from Beit Din Gadol Bilvad. Shneemar, Vim Kol Adat Yisrael Yishku V'Nelam Davar Menei Ha'edah V'lo Adat V'lo Edat Oto Shevet. Meaning, Adat, this is only Adat Yisrael and not Adat Oto Shevet. That's the drash there. Okay, let's continue. Now let's fine. The Gemara says, "Horo Beit Din Shelachad Shel Shvatim." Now Rabbi Meir says, "Chovat Beit Din Hu." This makes all the sense. In other words, the chiyuv to bring the korban. Who's the chiyuv of? In other words, who's it a korban for? Is the question. Is it a korban for like Am Yisrael, or is it a korban for Beit Din making the wrong harayah? So what Rabbi Meir says, it's a chova of the Beit Din itself. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, it's actually no, it's a chovat tzibur. And that kind of fits in with the both shittos because, well, not necessarily, it doesn't have to be, but Rabbi Meir says if it's one korban, it means it's the whole Israel is a kahal, and therefore the Beit Din brings it. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, each Shevet has to bring. Now, it's funny because if it was the Beit Din's chiyuv, then why are all the Shvatim bringing separate korbanot? So it makes sense that it's a chiyuv of the kahal. So that's kind of the debate. Okay? Ma tam Rabbi Meir, what's the basis for Rabbi Meir? Shneemar kan me'enei v'ne'emalan me'enei. So this is connecting the power that's brought for Paralem Davar, regular Avodah, and also the power of that's regarding to Avodah Zarah. Okay, we'll power in the seer. Now, the way the Pnei Moshe explains it, so they're connecting to. So what big deal are you connecting it to? So what it's saying is, Klomar, the parsha of Yikra, He says, "Dichtiv lamala v'ne'elam davar me'enei hakahal v'asu," and it says, "V'hadaktiv after the v'nodah chatat v'kruvu hakahal." So a kruvu kahal, who's the kahal that is bringing it? It's the same kahal mentioned above, which is me'enei kahal. Who's the enei kahal that's a Beit Din? Okay, or Sanhedrin. V'alpina reisha kahal mekahal ma b'maisa ne'emar lamala Beit Din hu dichtiv me'enei hakahal v'hen Beit Din shorat olayu bohem. Just as there was referring to, that's the Enei Kahal, that's Beit Din, the horizon. Afkahal Nirmalat, the Lamala is also referring to that. Shemim Korban. But after you've established that that's referring to the Beit Din, after that we say the next Ka. Therefore, Hadiafinan. So therefore, once you've established it by Shara Veirot, then you have the Enei Gzereshava to learn Avodah Zarah from it. Okay? So in other words, both cases, it's a korban for Beit Din. However, so my time at Rabbi Huda, what would Rabbi Huda do with this? He learns it the opposite. He says, you don't learn Avodah Zarah from Shara Veirot, you learn Shara Veirot from Avodah Zarah. And in Avodah Zarah there, he says, I'll show you here. Tamid Rabbi Nebra Kamein, first let's read the Gemara and then we'll go back to Pnei Moshe. Nebra Kamein, Ebene Makane, Ma'enei, Shneema Lahalan is Beit Din. One second, I missed a bit. That's Shimon. I missed a bit. Sorry. Here, Ma Tam to Rabbi Yehuda. Ne'emar kamei nevin ahalem me'enei. Ma ein me'enei shenem al ahalem. It's specifically the tzibur. Afkan tzibur. Now, how's the proof that by Avodah Zarah tzibur? So Pnei Moshe says, Kolomad Rabbi Yehuda sverele di ifche alfinam gzera shav. It works the other way. Our starting point should be from the korban regarding Avodah Zarah. Ma me'enei ane'emar Avodah Zarah tzibur hem mevin. Why dichtiv? Hatam. Va'asu kol ha'idah. Kol ha'idah is referring to the people. The mashmaut the kol ha'edah al tzibur. So therefore, the mashmaut in the context of Avodah Zarah is related to the tzibur, and you learn for shara of it from it. So again, it seems to be depending where your starting point is. And what about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says, well, I'm sorry, yes, you can learn both from the other, but it doesn't negate either. One implies Beit Din, the other one implies the tzibur, so therefore it's both. So let's read inside. Am Rabbi Shimon says, so my time, one second. My time to Rabbi Shimon. Ne'amar kan me'enei v'ne'amar al me'enei. Ma'anei she'ne'amar lahalen is beitin af me'enei la she'ne'amar v'beitin. She'ne'akam v'beitin. Uma me'enei ne'amar lahalen is v'tzibur. Af kan v'tzibur. So they can learn effectively one from the other. Okay. Now Gemara says, Ma dama chovot beitin. The Shita said it's a chovat beitin. Chovat is a beitin. Then beitin have to fund it. It's their own korban. Okay? It's a chapara from themselves. They have to fund it. Manda Amar Chovat Tzibur, if you say it's a Chovat Tzibur, where does the funding come from? How does it work? So, Umi Mavi. So, Detani Metilim Aleihem Matim Aleihem Uba'in, Divrei, here we need to change the gears, it can't be Reb Meir, it's Rebbe Yehuda. So, according to one Shita, there's a special fundraising activity specifically for this. And the Rebbe Shimon says, no, Omer Mitrumot HaLishcha Hayu Ba'in. No, it would come from the Trumot HaLishcha, meaning the money was saved to fund Korbanot. So this would be another instance of one of these korbanot. Okay, b'seder. Now, so man amar chovat beitin hi, beitin somchim. Okay, I can understand if it's chovat beitin, I can understand that it's a beitin that does smicha, because if korban that's brought has to the baal, the people, the owners of the korban have to do rest that, like not just rest their hands, and we'll be discussing in a bit more detail. They have to put their weight on it as well, right? However, man amar chovat tzibur, if it's a chovat tzibur, how does this work? How are you going to get everyone to, like, who's going to do smicha? So the Gemara says, Misomech. The Tani says, well, you simply get representatives from Shevet, Shalosha, Mikol Shevet, Barosh Beit Din, Agabehen. So 3 times 12, 36, 37 people involved here. So Primadem Arosh HaPar. They all have to do smicha. Now, how would that work? It says, Yedeyem Yedei Kol Yachid Yachid. So Yedeyem Yedei Kol Yachid Yachid. This, we'll find this stuff, by the way. There's a lot of fill in the blanks as we go along. It's very succinct. And that's the pretty much that's the derech of the Yerushalmi a lot of the time. It's like you switch sentences and there's a lot of background you need between them to understand the next sentence. But anyway, it was, as we've been learning over the last many years. But so Yedemi says, Yedem Koichad, Breite zu shnuya b'torat kohanim. This relates to a Breite b'torat kohanim. Bereshit HaBreite says, Hachi, v'samchu ishnayim, zikne ishnayim, ve'ev beit din shakul, therefore yini chamisha v'en beit din doing smicha, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, v'samchu ishnayim, zikne ishnayim, it's a plural applies to, ve'en ul etchol shah. And yedeyem, yedey kol yachid v'chad. So the machloket there regarding how many people have to do smicha, it's a 503. Okay. However, but what's the point with pulling out of that brayta? It's yedeim kol yedei koyachid v'yachid. It's to say, kolomar yedei koyachid me'elu sasomchin she'einam tzim kolam yichad. They don't all rest their hands on this animal at the same time. They squash the poor thing. Ella kol yachid v'yachid. Each of them would mehem somech bifnei atzmo. So kol yachid v'yachid means they take turns doing smicha. That's the din there. Okay, next. The Gemara continues. Yedehem al rosh hapar. Now, this pasuk is basamhu zignei eda et yedehem al rosh hapar lifnei Hashem v'shachat et hapar. Now, the question is, the Shura says, the way the Pnei Moshe explains it, the Shura says, alav, on it, we've just been talking about the par. Why doesn't it say, basamhu zignei ala par, al rosh hapar? So, par tu'n smicha, ein si'ir avodazar tu'n smicha, div Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda understands when it comes to the avodas, the case of avodazara, where they get a mistaken rule about baiting relating to Avodah Zarah, where they don't just bring a par, they also bring a se'ir as well. The din of smicha is only on the par and not the se'ir. Because the par says, there's some, again, yedeim arosh, specifically ha'par. However, Rabbi Shimon says, no. Par to'in smicha b'zkenim, al ve'ein avodah sira avodah zarah to'in smicha b'zkenim. Okay? So it's true that everyone agrees, obviously, that the par requires smicha, and there's a difference with the se'ir of avodah zarah. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it still requires smicha. It just doesn't require smichat zkenim. Meaning, beit din doesn't do smicha on it. Who does then? We'll get to that. The Gemara is going to discuss soon. Shuya says, "Kol ha'tzibur she'dama niknas lifnim to'ein smicha." It needs a smicha. Okay. So at this stage, if we go through it again, it seems to be, just to summarize, Rabbi Huda says only the par requires smicha and not the seer, whereas Rabbi Shimon says they both require smicha, but only the par requires smichat zkenim, the Beit Din. Fine. Now we ask Kasher Rabbi Yehuda, b'haktiv in Chizkiyahu, it says v'yagishu et seirei chatat. But again, the actual kasher is coming from the part of the pasuk that's not printed. It says v'yagishu et seirei chatat lifnei amelech v'akhal v'yismuchu yedeyem aleihem. That's a seirei chatat, and they're doing smicha on it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says there's no smicha is not required for the seir. So how do you understand the pasuk? So he says Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says no, that was horat sha'a haita. That was an exceptional circumstances. How do I know it was an exceptional circumstance? And it's not just this is not just fobbing off the question, because as the Pnei Moshe points out, at the time of Chizkiyahu, they're all mezidim and avodah zarah, and you don't bring a korban if you're mezid, if you're deliberate violators. Ela bikesh Chizkiyahu lezarazam b'mitzvot ve'enam d'mehorat sha'a. So nonetheless, he got them, they brought a korban, it was a horat sha'an, exceptional circumstance, they did smichron, even if it wasn't required. It was to like a public show, a demonstration to get them motivated to rid themselves of avodah zarah, which is the problem they were trying to repair. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Baye, he asked the following question. Tzibur shemet, echat mahu. So again, if this is a korban for the tzibur and some of the tzibur dies, okay, do they still bring this paralem davar to tzibur? Because why? Achat shemetu ba'aleya, a sin offering whose the owner has died, you can't bring that korban. It's one of the chatot meta. So it says, pardon me. So would they still bring it? Okay. Kolomar mi chashin lachatat shemetu ba'aleya to love the craver here. Fine. So he says, hey, Tibon, I've got a question. V'aktiv v'hev haba'im ma'ashevi b'nei gola yikrivu olot. This is referring to the time of Ezra. And they were, the korban that they were bringing were for the avodah zarah that occurred in the time of the Beis Rishon. Clearly, most of that population already passed away. Efshah chatat. So let's try and understand what this chatat olot is first, before I jump the gun. Efshah chatat olah. No, a chatat olah. Chatat fully burnt offering. Ela ma olah neechla, af chatat lo neechla. It must be referring to a different type of par, a par that's nisraf, that's burnt up. Oh, that's a par avodah zarah. Right, one that's not consumed. In other words, not that it's fully offered them is be'ach like an olah, but it's the actual basar of it is taken outside and burned. One of the par nisrafim, which is a par of a par or par sirsa avodah zarah or par alim davar shetzibur. Okay, now you see, nonetheless, this korban was still offered despite the fact it was a generation later, one or two generations later. So we say, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, al avodah zarah, biyum mekli uz avodah zarah, they brought it for. And Rav Chizkiya, Rav Yirmiyah, was said b'shem Rav Chaga. Once again, it was a horat shah. It was one of these, if you like, exceptional circumstances. Because once again, in the times of, how do I know it was exceptional? Because the author being a so-called kapara for, it was for a very zedid mameizid, and you don't bring a korban for mameizid. Again, a similar type of framing. Okay, Let's go back to understand Shir Rabbi Shimon. If you understand, let's go back again. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the smicha is only required on the court, on the power and not the seer of Avodah Zarah. That exceptional. Rabbi Shimon says, yes, we do learn something in that same pasuk, but it's just that the power requires smichat skenim, but not the seer doesn't require smichat skenim. The question is, so lamad ken ela partun smichat skenim, ela bami. The question is, who's doing smicha then? So the answer is very simply. Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar Meimar ba'aron uvanav. Rabbi Yirmiyah thought to say that it's actually aron uvanav, meaning the Kohanim. This Kohanim are not doing it, and the Kohanim do smicha on this korban. However, Amar le Rabbi Yossi v'atana Rabbi Chiya v'samach v'samchu la'abot zira v'era zara b'smicha. That's to, it's merabeh, it's coming to teach you that the zira v'era zara also requires smicha. And if it's a ribui learning one from the other by the seir, for this ear to the from the power, isn't it? Well, shouldn't it be biskainim? Shouldn't it be with the skainim, meaning with the beit din? So it seems to be if like a little bit of a kasher at this stage. I mean, how we've now saying Rabbi Shimon that it is. So the understanding that Rabbi Yirmiyah is bringing on Rabbi Shimon that it must be kainim and not skainim. So we're a bit lost here. I'll show you here the Pnei Moshe. It says, Amalei Rabbi Yossi Vatani Klomar Dahami Kan Lamad Rabbi Shimon. The fact, sorry, it wasn't Xershah, my mistake. The fact that Lashon the Pasuk was Samach and not Samchu, that was to include Seire Avodah Zarah B'smicha. That also requires Smicha. It says, V'lo B'skenim Mina B'chi Kra Lo Meir B'skenim. The Pasuk itself is talking B'skenim, because it says, V'ha Samchu, V'ha Samchu, Ziknei K'tiv. It says the Skenim are doing Smicha. And the fact that you're doing in a plural, ziknei, the samchu, is to teach you also the seir Avodah Zarah requires smicha. And if it's a pasuk, the context of the pasuk is skenim, it must be the skenim meant to be doing it. Im ken, ki merabit leila lesir Avodah Zarah, my cry, if it's learning from them, smichat skenim rabbi. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi understands differently. What Rabbi Yossi's teaching is differently. He says, dehiksheb, in other words, Rabbi Yossi, who brought this kasha, that it seems to imply the drasha of, if you like, Rabbi Shimon is, again, all we said is paratun smichat skenim ve'ein sir avodazav smichat skenim. Okay? What is he actually doing there? And it's not to say, oh, by the way, therefore it's kohanim. Because Rabbi Yirmiyah, that was the way Rabbi Yirmiyah explained it. Because I've got a kach Rabbi Yossi saying. Because in the context of the pasuk is that it's ziknei, sorry, v'samchu in plural. That just as it seems to, and it's in the context of the plural, it's why it's Skenim, and that ribuits teach you that the Seir of Avodah Zarah also requires Smicha, should be Skenim as well. So rather, Rabbi Yossi Lamad Ken, meaning within Shita Rabbi Shimon, Ela Chai to in Smicha Ba'aron, Ein Sira Avodah Zarah to in Smicha Ba'aron. So read the Pnei Moshe. He says, Klomar, the smicha. I'll read both of them. Rabbi Yossi says, the Hikshal Rabbi Lamad Ken Ali Rabbi Shimon, the Ifcha Med Rabbi Yirmiyah. The besmicha b'kohanim hu de'imit. Sira. In other words, what's being mema'it? What's being excluded by the pasuk? It's the requirement of having kohanim to do the seir. That's what the drash is doing. Ella what? Ella chai v'ktiv g'kirim. Klomar da'hachi darshinan mi'diktiv ha'chai le'me'utei hu da'ata. Min zeh chai tu'in smicha ba'aron ve'ein sira vadot in smicha ba'aron aval mismichat skenim lo mema'it lo Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yossi is getting a different pshat in the pasuk. You know, let's just go this back to the beginning. Again, it says yadayim, the smicha requires yadayim al rosh hapar. Okay, the par tu'in smicha ain tzir avodah zarah tu'in smicha. That's the Rabbi Yehuda. Then Rabbi Shimon comes along and says par tu'in smicha b'skenim, and what's actually be memaet from the pasuk? If you have a look in here, it's saying that you it's that. From the Seir, you doesn't require the smicha from Kohanim, but it would still require smicha tzkenim. So, in other words, the way Rabbi Yossi understands Shita Rabbi Shimon is that, unlike Rabbi Yehuda, the only thing that says smicha is only the par. Rabbi Shimon says, no, both the par and the Seir require smicha tzkenim, which is a different way he understood Rabbi Shimon in the beginning. Okay, so there are two ways under Rabbi Shimon now. One is that the par requires smicha tzkenim. And the Seir is Smichat Kohanim. But Rabbi Yossi doesn't like that because the whole ribui that he understands, that Rabbi Shimon understands that we're learning that the Seir also requires Smicha, is from the Pasuk from which we learn the Par requires Smichat Tzkenim. So it must require Smichat Tzkenim. So what's the miut? The miut is the drash is assuming, oh, it doesn't require the kohanim. That's what's being the miut is. It doesn't require kohanim, but it still requires the skenim. Okay, I hope that's clear. I got a bit scratch in the middle, but I think that's clear by this stage. Okay. So the Gemara says, Uma abale Rabbi Yirmiyah. What does Rabbi Yirmiyah then do with that pasuk? Patele b'kohen hedyot. No, all it's coming to say is it doesn't require kohen gadol, but it's still but regular kohanim can bring it. Okay, that's the idea. Now, in other words, hachi darsh le'ahaycha some smicha ba'aron shu kohen gadol ve'insur avro tum smicha ba'kohen gadol. I was trying to teach you that the smichat se'ir it doesn't require kohen gadol, but it's the miut there. You're right. It's a miut by kohanim, but not all kohanim. It's just saying you don't require kohen gadol, but you can use other kohanim. So that's again Rabbi Yirmiyah's reading of Shita Rabbi Shimon that the smicha for the se'ir is not done by the skenim, but it's done by the kohanim. Okay. I hope that's all very clear by this stage. Let's continue. Rabbi Zira says, "V'shem Reb Rav Hamnuna, K'Rabbi Meir." Now, K'Rabbi Meir Tani Taman, Horu Beit Din Asu Kahal, Met Achad Mi Beit Din Pturim, Met Achad Min Atzibur Chayavim. Now, this makes a lot of sense according to Shita Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says, "Who's the korban for? The korban is being brought for Beit Din. So therefore, if one of the Beit Din pass away, you can't offer the korban because it's Chatat Shemetu Baaleha. If one of the Kahal dies." It's not a korban for the kahal. It's a korban for the Beit Din. So it's not going to ma'akev the korban. It's not like a chatat shemetu ba'aleiha. That sort of addresses, if you like, a question we had above anyway. Now, this piece here, once again, is the Pnei Moshe. It's another example of, he says, musureset agirsakan. We're missing a critical piece of context to understand the next line. He's in the middle of Dibur Amar Lehem Rabbi Meir, and he says, you have to appreciate that there's it says this fold in Torah Kohanim. Horu Beit Din v'asu. If Beit Din make the ruling and they follow the ruling, Yachol Yuchem could that be chayiv kamalo mahakahal v'asu, meaning Harua ta'ui b'Beit Din u'ma'asatu b'kahal, which means when it comes to Horu Beit Din, we need a majority of the, in other words, the ruling comes from Beit Din, but the asiyah, meaning a majority of people doing it, is actually assessed by the kahal and not the Beit Din. Okay, so the hora'ah is Beit Din, the asiyah is the kahal. So it's on this that the Gemara is saying, Amar lehem Rabbi Meir, im lachrim hu poter lo kol sheken al atzmo. If that power can exempt other people, meaning the kahal, kal v'chomer, if the Beit Din themselves, only themselves followed it, it should be able to exempt themselves, no? That's the question that's being posed. Why is it we say, if it's a chiddush to say that my korban can exempt somebody else's actions, there's more reasons to exempt mine. So if you can exempt somebody else's actions, then surely you shouldn't be able to exempt their own. Meaning, if only Beit Din were following this ruling. So Amru Lo, they said to him, no. It's different. When it comes to the Kahal, the whole reason that exemption is the Tole B'Hora'ah Beit Din. That's why it all connects together. But that's not the case for Beit Din. Okay? I'll show you. But the Pnei Moshe says, it's a special chiddush by this din. The whole chiddush, you're right, this is a chiddush. But the chiddush is by paralem is able to exempt other people's actions because they were tole on the horav Beit Din. V'masu mevim par. Tomar, but you can't say the same din Beit Din atzman she'ein la b'ma litlot. The whole chiddush is I'm doing action based on somebody else's ruling. That's the chiddush of this korban. That's the nature of this korban. So if Beit Din themselves follow it on their own, they're not tole on anybody else. Okay, beseder. Let's continue the next piece. Now, Rebbe Zira says, we'll stop here. We'll a line from the end, and tomorrow's stuff is a bit shorter, so I think we'll good place to stop. All right, Kol Tov. Have a good day, everyone.